You know, I thought we came out a little flat, but you know, we got a couple of good sparks and we came up with a little more energy, really at that 10-minute mark, and then really carried it through, I thought, for the rest of the game. You know, the
10-minute mark for the first half.
Yeah. You know, obviously their number five had a great game. He really hurt us early with some shots when he had 21 at the half. But I thought defensively we did a pretty good job of shutting down a few of their players. You know, McElroy, who's hurt us, number 14, you know, he had 4 points.
He's hurt in the past?
Yeah, and he's averaged over 23 on us his freshman year. So I thought we did a good job on him. I thought we did a pretty good job on a lot of the bigs, you know. So we limited a lot of guys scoring. The other kid just got off. You know, he hit some tough shots, and we really struggled finding him. You know, I think from our team standpoint, you know, we got five guys in double figures. You know, I thought we shared the ball really well. I thought we made some really careless turnovers in crucial parts of that game. And, you know, that's closing out games are important, you know, and I think we did a very good job of closing that game out. But, you know, I mean, it's also one of those things, turnovers, hopefully we can take care of. You know, I mean, effort is always something that we probably preach more than anything else. And, again, we play that hard. Now we got to take care of making sure we do a good job of taking care of the basketball.
Early in that second half, you guys got in some real foul trouble there, team-wise, not individually. Do you think you guys were just players out of position there?
I think positioning, and you know, I don't know. I mean, it's a tough. I'm trying to figure it out. You know, I mean, not to complain about officiating, but we have to find some type of consistency of how to play. You know, I mean, that's the only thing I ask. And you know, some games. You know, we played two games on the road at Wayne State and at Northwood, and they're flat out wars. All right, I mean you couldn't flat out there wasn't a foul called.
Yeah, there was
all right, there was not a foul called, and now tonight you know everything is a foul. Now it's a little bit positioning, but it's also a little bit of you know us being able. I mean you gotta how the game's efficient, you gotta react to it, and we didn't do a very good job, I don't think, because of how the game was called of reacting to that.
Justin, your feelings about your performance and team performance tonight?
Kind of to go on what Coach said, I feel like we could have finished out the game a lot better. But, I mean, it may sound cliche, like Coach said, a win is a win. And turnovers and stuff like that is stuff that we can take care of in practice and stuff like that. So I feel like this is a great turning point in the season. And
you're 2 points down to Grand Valley, so you really can't afford a loss.
Yeah. We got to stay right in the race, keep winning.
I think the coming off winning 4 in a row on the road and coming back home,
Yeah, and especially getting to come back, you know, home and play in front of the home fans, you know, and we got a couple of tough wins on the road, so it's nice to always come back home and, you know, have the students and parents come watch us.
14-50 from the free throw line, so you don't mind getting fouled, do you?
No, not of late.
It's good to see. His free throw percentage is starting to go up big time, so that's good to see. That's a big thing for us, let me tell you.
Team shot 90%. Have you guys been stressing that in practice at all, or just teams just?
I mean, we shoot a lot of free throws after practice.
Even
at the beginning of the season when we were missing free throws. I mean, even Coach can say this: we were shooting a lot of free throws. Now, it wasn't necessarily looking like it in the game, but we were working on free throws, and now it's starting to pay off. So.
I'm set. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you. All right, guys. Appreciate it.